From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In Saudi Arabia, there is shock as officials in Mecca are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the Holy City that killed at least 107 people. Another 230 others plus are injured. The incident happened as Muslims begin to gather all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has called for the massive European package of aid for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. Speaking in German newspaper Bild, Mr. Orban said Syrian refugees already had a safe place to stay in the refugee camps surrounding Syria, and he maintains those coming to Europe are not seeking asylum for safety reasons, but merely a better living standard. Meantime, Peter Buchert of Human Rights Watch says the refugees are struggling as they attempt to resettle from Syria to Europe.
They spend about 36 hours in these very crowded camps. There's not enough beds, and many of them are getting sick now that the temperatures are dropping, and also from the stress of just not knowing what is going to happen to them.
Austria's Chancellor Werner Faymann argues the opposite in Der Spiegel, saying Orban is acting irresponsibly in suggesting the refugees are economic and that Austria, Germany, and Sweden recognize the migrants as war refugees. Russia's expanded military support for the Syrian Assad government in Damascus is rousing concern in the United States, but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by staying in coordination with the U.S. U.S. officials say they are concerned that Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups that are involved in armed conflict with the Syrian military, and that could risk confrontation with the Western and international forces flying over Syria fighting Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned today amid a widening corruption investigation in which the agriculture minister was arrested just days ago. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked outgoing Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail to start an interim government within the week. After accepting the resignation, key portfolio holders, the defense, interior, and foreign ministers are expected to remain in the new government, which will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections to take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. The United States House of Representatives Friday voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons. Since the Senate held a decisive vote blocking a disapproval measure on Thursday, the House vote is largely symbolic. House Speaker John Boehner.
So our fight to stop this bad deal, frankly, is just beginning. We will not let the American people down.
The House of Representatives vote is intended to send a message to the Obama administration, which pushed hard for the deal in negotiations in the past 18 months. A cooking gas cylinder exploded today in a crowded restaurant in the central Indian city of Madhya Pradesh, killing at least 89 people and injuring others. Rescue workers and survivors search through the debris, and they're still looking for survivors. Authorities say the death toll is expected to rise. Explosions involving gas cylinders are not uncommon in India. India and Pakistan are said to have agreed to devise new mechanisms for ending ceasefire violations in the disputed Kashmir region. High School reports.
3 days of talks between senior Indian and Pakistani border security officials are underway in New Delhi. They are discussing ways to de-escalate border tensions, prevent incidents of ceasefire violations, safeguard civilians, stop the infiltration and movement of smugglers, and ensure the safe and early return of villagers who inadvertently cross the border on either side. The two sides are said to have agreed that ceasefire violations by either side will not be retaliated against immediately, and that efforts will be made to probe the incident and defuse the situation. They also agreed no action should be taken against inadvertent border crossers. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A new study finds people who live near large dams in sub-Saharan Africa are at least 4 times more likely than others to contract malaria. The study published this month in the London-based Malaria Journal mapped locations of 1,270 existing dams, comparing their locations to the incidence of malaria, finding the heightened risk involves living 5 kilometers from the dam's perimeter. American tennis star Serena Williams was disappointed in her effort to win a Grand Slam. She won titles at the French Open, Australian Open, and Wimbledon, but was unseated in the U.S. Opens. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.